We begin the current daf in Mesechtas Nida, daf Ayin Beis, the penultimate daf in Shas, and the last Mishnah in Talmud Bavli. We continue on the bottom of Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, three lines up in the bottom of the Amud, where the Mishnah begins, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah regarding Machlekes Beisham Mesil on this sugya, on this topic regarding the laws of our Mesechta of Nida, and that our Mishnah describes a Machlekes regarding the laws of a Zava. Which is, as we've been explaining, that the way the cycles work is that there's a nida for 7 days, then there's 11 days of ziva, which there's if she sees day one or day two, that makes her into a zava ketana, which just has a halach of shemeris yom, she just has to safeguard, make sure the next day that she's clean, and then she's tahar. If she sees 3 days in a row, then she becomes a zava gedayla, which is the obligation of waiting 7 days, shebin nikiyim, and then bring a carbon after that. So that our mission describes the following case. Haraya yom echad asr. If the woman has a discharge on day 11, which is the last day of her 11 days of Ziva, now, the next day afterwards is already going to begin the first day of what's called Pesach Nida, starting the Nida cycle over. So the next day, if she would have a discharge, which the way a Ziva has to be 3 different days to become a Zava, it's not possible for her to become a Zava, which is one of the elements of the Shemeris Yom, to see if she's going to continue and become a Zava Gedayla. So what happens if she has a discharge on day 11? And V'tovel Erev, so that night, she immerses herself in the mikvah, and, as the Gemara says, V'shimsha, she has married relations. What's the halacha? So B'shamayim, they say, Mitamin, in the plural, they, which is including not just her, the woman, but also her husband, who had relations with her, they contaminate Mishka V'Meshav, the bed or the chair that they sit on or lie on, which is the halacha of Nida and of Boyal Nida, which in this case is a Zava and a Boyal of a Zava, which is that their bedding is like an avatum, which is going to contaminate Eichlin Amashkin, which is food items or beverages, which is the Boyal Nida gets a similar halacha to that of the Nida itself, which is, we consider him as a Boyal Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, as a woman who has to safeguard the next day, because Beishami Holden, this is the significant portion that he disagrees with Beithil, that day 11 needs a Shemer, needs to be watched the next day. Now the next day is not part of 11 days of Ziva. It's already starting the days of Nida. However, but you did see in the days of Ziva, and that requires and mandates a day of Shemira the next day, and therefore you didn't watch the next day, because the night, the day only would start the next day, it really has to be the whole day, but there's halacha mixas yom kukula, so if you safeguard a little bit the next, but you didn't even wait for the day, you already had relations that night, so both of them are having this tumma of a Shemiras yom, until she has the purification, she's a Zava Ketana, and she's Tamei, to Bimitam Mishka Meshav, and he was a Boil of a Zava Ketana B'Shemiras yom. So they contaminate their bedding and their chias, v'chayav makarbon, and they're both going to be chayav makarbon as if one who has relations with a zava. That's a ketin tabavayin. Bezam and alva, beisilam, they disagree. They say, no, petur min akarbon. They're both going to be exempt from a carbon for having had relations with a zava, because beisil hold that no, that she does not require shemer. Shemer would only be during the 11 days of ziva. Now, although she had the last day, and usually that would require the next day, but now you already passed the days of ziva, you started, if she sees the next day, it's not combining anymore, would be starting off the new cycle of nida, so it doesn't require any shemer. So, therefore, there's nothing wrong with having relations that night. But as is one could infer from the words of Esil, that they say only the words that they're exempt from the carbon, but regarding the other element of regarding the laws of Tumah, they still agree rabbinically to be stringent that we make a gezeira of when she sees only on day 11, when she would see within those 11 days, let's say day 7 or day 6 or whatever it is, that then the halacha would be that then if she would have relations that night, then biblically she would contaminate her husband until she at least counts, at least as we said, a little bit of the next day, as the Gemara is going to learn that from Yielah. So therefore, regarding Tumah, which is a stringency, as the Gemara is going to explain, there they are, Machmer, they say that, yeah, they're going to have the Tumah of Mishka B'Meshav if they didn't wait for the next day of day 12. But regarding the laws of carbon, which is essentially a leniency, you could bring a carbon and it's not Chulun Bazara, that Beisil said that it's not, because really there's no law of Shemer for the next day. It's only of a Gezerah. That's that way we would say as a stringency of Atu Teichirav. Continues the Mishnah on this case. Tavla B'Yom Chalachrav. Okay, so let's say, not like the case we just described, that she had on day 11 and then they had relations that night. No, she immersed herself on the following day, which is that she waited a little bit the next day, she made sure that she's clean, and that's a bona fide shmira as long as you safeguard it a little bit. Now, there's a significance about waiting a little bit into the next day and then immersing, although halachically that's valid, but within the 11 days, let's say on a one day middle of the days of Ziva, not the last day, it would be forbidden to do that. Why? Because although it's halachically valid, it might create a situation of doubt, which is because if subsequently she sees a discharge on that next day, after she had immersed herself in the mikveh and had relations, so that essentially undoes her immersion, that it wasn't valid because it comes out that she really didn't have a full clean day. Yeah, usually you say mixes yom kekulei, but when you end up having it, it means to say you weren't clean that day, and then it's going to combine for the days of Ziva, making her into a Zava, and because of that, generally one's not allowed to do that. But in this case, it's going to be different because essentially this is their discussion regarding do you need a Shema or not. So although we rabbinically, let's say regards the laws of Tumah, would require a Shema, let's say the next day she immersed herself, Vishimsha is Beisa, and then on day 12 with Tumah, which really is no day 12, it's really the first day of Nida, she has relations, V'achkach Ras, and then she had a discharge. So here we have another Machlekes B'Sham Misil, but a little bit different. B'Shamayim, they say, Mitamin Mishka V'Meisha. Yeah, both, in the plural, the woman herself and the one who had relations with her are going to contaminate Mishka V'Meisha. Now, this is rabbinically a concern, because even B'Sham would agree, she did do a Shemur. She's not Tummy. And he didn't have relations with a woman that's a Zava. But rabbinically, it's a concern, which, as we said, because generally, you're not allowed to do this. So therefore, rabbinically, they made a concern, even though it's after the 11 days, it's day 12, but you might do it in the middle. So therefore, for as a stringency, they said, okay, there's going to be a Tumah Mishka B'Meishav. But B'Sham would agree, U'Petur Min HaKarban, that they're both going to be exempt from the carbon, because ultimately, she did a Shemur the next day. And even though subsequently she had a discharge, which generally that undoes the tefillah. In this case, it can't undo the tefillah, even according to B'Shamay, to combine with the discharge from yesterday, because like we said, this is tchilas nida, this is starting a new cycle. And as long as you did a shimer, you did a shimer. And generally, okay, the shimer gets undone when you had that next day, which combines for 2 days, 3 days in a row. Here it's not going to be like that, because you can't combine, it's not during the days of Ziva. So even B'Shamay would agree that they're both going to be exempt from a carbon. Now, B'Silon, they say even more. Now, Hari is a gargrit. All that they are like guzzlers, which is quick to sin. Because, yeah, they if someone's going to do that, that the next day after discharge, they're going to go ahead and have, you know, keep a little bit of day, immerse in the mikveh and have relations, you might come to do that within the 11 days, which then it's problematic. But Beis Hillel disagrees with Beis Shammai, and they say not only are they not chayav karban, but regarding the laws of Tumah, here, unlike the first case, you're not even going to have a rabbinic Tumah, because there's no problem here, essentially. In the previous case, which would be a real problem, so rabbinically we make a gzeirah drabbanan regarding Tumah. Here, where essentially there is no problem, you're allowed to, it's just a concern, so we're not going to make a concern on the concern, which here it's not even the problem, because it's already la'achar yudal. So in this case, we still say that no, there's no carbon, and there's not even a Tumah. All they are considered guzzlers, which is a concern, but it's not. We're not going to give a law of Tumah of Mishka V'Meisha. Now, continues the Mishnah, a third case. Umaydim, now Basil and B'Shamay agree, which is primarily Basil, Baraya B'Toychir Alfiyam. Until now, we were talking about when she has a discharge on the 11th day. And then we spoke about two cases. Having relations that night, which you didn't do any Shemur at all, which Basil holds you don't really need Shemur, but okay, fine. You know, in a regular case, Toychir Alfiyam, that would be a real problem if you didn't do Shemur. So okay, we're going to say at least this is going to be Tumah. Then we have the next case, which is, no, even more than that, they did a little bit shimur the next day. Oh, and even B'Shamay agrees over there, there's not going to be a carbon, and B'Shamay holds, okay, there's not even going to be tum over there. Now we're talking about Barei B'Techir Alfiyam, which he has a discharge one day during one of the 11 days, not the last day. But Tavla La'er B'Shimsha, and then she immerses up that night, and she has relations that night, so there everyone agrees, even B'Shamay, should Tam and Mishka B'Meshav, that they're both going to contaminate their bedding and the chair that they sit on, and B'chayev Makarban, they're going to be liable for carbon, even if she doesn't have a discharge the next day, because you still need to have a Shemur. When you see one day during the 11 days of Ziva, you need a Shemur, you have to safeguard the next day, and she didn't do that yet, because it's not even the next day yet, it's just at nighttime, and essentially the man had relations with a Zava Katana, what's called a minor Zava. When you see one day, there's a Zava Katana. Now, but Tavla B'Yem Shel Achrav, this is the same thing as the Reisha, just Reisha was talking about Yemir Alf, here we're talking about Teichir Alf. Let's say Tavla B'Yem Shel Achrav, let's say she did do a little bit of Shemur, that she only immersed herself in the middle of the next day, and B'Shimsha, then the next day, they have relations. So here, Hareza Tarbis Ra. So this is a bad conduct, because maybe, and we're talking about during the 11 days, maybe she's going to see after having relations. Then it's going to combine with the previous day, because you see three consecutive days in a row, you become a Zavah G'dayla. Then it comes out retroactively that her tefillah was not a tefillah. So therefore, this is not a proper conduct to do. And therefore, umagoin, whatever she touches regarding the laws of Tumah Tahara, ubilasan, and regarding their relations, regarding their liability of a carbon, is going to be tluin, is going to be suspended. Meaning, if she subsequently sees, let's say, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, okay, she goes to the mikveh, they have relations, and then 4 o'clock in the afternoon, she has a discharge, then it comes out retroactively that whatever she touched was the touching of a zava, and the relations can be chayav a carbon for. If she doesn't have a discharge, then it comes out, yeah, whatever she touched was tar, because she had immersed herself in the mikveh, and the shemeres yam helps even though it was only partial day, and they're going to be part of the bia. But it's not appropriate because it might bring to liabilities regarding carbon and regarding tumah. Now, turn around, we learn the braisa that elaborates on this machlekes in our mishnah, that v'shavin, they both agree, as our mishnah said regarding a moedim, b'tevelis laila lezava. If she's immersing that night when she was a zava, which is like we're talking about, as we're going to shortly explain it, when it's within the 11 days, she'ena tvila. That's not an appropriate immersion. And even though Beisul disagreed in the Mishnah, when she sees on day 11 and she immerses that night, Beisul says, oh, she can be parted from a carbon. That's because, like we said, day 11 doesn't really, according to Beisul, require a shimer. So she's not really a zava. And therefore, okay, Beisul says, you know, atu teichirav, so we're going to say that this is Tumas and Taras, but regarding real halacha, she's not a zava. Now, whereas the case that the Bryce is discussing, which is really the seif of our Mishnah, but by a minor zava, zava ketana, within the 11 days, there Beisul agrees, that's the halacha of shemeres yam, she needs to have a shimer. If she immerses herself at nighttime, that's not valid until she at least safeguards a little bit of the following morning part of the day, and then immerses herself, which one has to immerse themselves as a zava during the daytime. So there everyone would agree that it's not an immersion. As the Bryce elaborates, b'shavin b'roye b'tichir alaf yam. What essentially it's saying is that they agree, if she sees a discharge during the 11 days, but she immerses up that night and she has relations, that she's going to contaminate what she lays on, what she sits on, as if he had relations with her during the daytime, not even that night, which again, the Seif has explained the Reisha, because it's not valid, there was no shimur done. The whole machlokes in our Mishnah that they had in the Reisha was on the 11th day. Because Bishami holds that it requires a shimer the next day, even though that's not really part of the days of Ziva, but you had one day in Ziva, you have to safeguard the next day. And therefore, since you didn't do a shimer, so it's a Zava Gitana, it's going to contaminate the Mishkan Meshav, and you're going to be Chayav Makarbon. Well, Bishil says, no, you don't require a shimer, and therefore you're going to be exempt from a carbon. Now, regarding the Amachlik, the Braisa continues and says, so Amalem Bisham le Bisil. Bisham said to Bisil in their dispute, says, Maishno Yom Yiraf, said Bisham to Bisil, why is the 11th day different Miyom Toich Yiraf than the day within the 11 days? In other words, as Bisham explains, Im Shiva Loy Latumah, if you're equating day 11 to one of the middle days for the halachas of Tumah, because you agree, as we quote in the Mishnah, that the night after the 11th, that she's going to contaminate the one she has relations, when she has relations, the bed, that can be chayiv of carbon, but Beisul agreed that they're going to be chayiv. He only said patur not carbon, but they're going to be chayiv. There's going to be a laws of tumas mishka b'meishav. So that means to say you're equating day 11 with one of the early days for tumah. So layish v'loy l'carbon. So why shouldn't it be equal regarding the laws of carbon? Why do you say that patur not carbon? So amalem Beisul b'sham is a Beisul is the b'sham loy. No, ima marta b'teichir alf yam. No, the last day is different than the middle days. Because if you're going to say within 11 days, where they're going to be chayiv of carbon if they have relations that night, even though she went to the mikveh, she came yom shalachav mitzdar from elizib, because the day after, which let's say she had a discharge on day 7 and she's having relations the night of the 8th, the following day, day 8, is fit to combine for making her into a zava. So that's where the halach of shmiras yom comes in, that the next day you have to watch, correlating to the day that she had a discharge, because it could combine. So you have to make sure that there's no tumah. Time be yadav, but says Beisul, but what are you going to say the 11th day? She'en yom shalachav shouldn't start from elizib, but there is no following day that could combine with it to make it into a problem about a ziva. So therefore there's no halach of shmir, and therefore there's not going to be a chiv of carbon. To which Amalim Bishamis, Bishamis said to Beisul, okay, but then hishvu may desechem. Then make your measurements, make your opinions equal. Im shibalei l'tumam, if, as you are, equating the 11th day to the other days regarding to the, that there is a tumah of mishkav v'meishav, for both of them, the man and the woman, so yishvalei l'carbon, and it should be the same for carbon. To be liable, both of them should be chayav of carbon, which you don't. V'imlei shivalei l'carbon, and if, as you say, that they're not equal for carbon, that no, they're not going to be chayav of carbon if they have relations the night after without a shimer on day 11, so then yishvalei tumah, then shouldn't be the same for tumah also. Why, if they have relations the night of the after the 11th, that then you say, oh, they will have tumah mishkav v'meishav. Why? Don't you say that there's no law of shimer? You're already done with the days of ziva. Where's this tumah over here? To which Amalim Beisul, Beisul said to Bishamai, No, as we explained in the Mishnah, there's no din of Shemer, but there's still rabbinic concerns of Atur Teichir Aleph. So Basil says, if we're bringing them to the state of Tuma of Mishka B'Mayishav, that's Lahachmer. Yeah, you're right, there's a rabbinic halacha, there's no din of Shemer, but rabbinically we're concerned of Atur Teichir Aleph. You might do the same thing, which then it's a real problem, so we do it as a stringency. But we're not going to go out and amend them to bring a carbon, which is a leniency, because if you're not really chayiv, that's bringing chul lazara. And they're not really chayiv, it's exer drabanan. And therefore, for carbon, we say that they're going to be pater. From your own opinions, from your own word, you get bitten, meaning you're difficult from your own opinion. Your own opinion is refuting what you're asking on us. You say, regarding the next case of the Reisha. Reisha says, let's say they didn't have relations at night. Rather, tavla yem shela achav. The next day she immersed herself in the mikveh, b'shimsha, and she had relations, v'achkach ras, and then later that day she had a discharge, which is on day 12. So, what did you b'shamay say? Mitame mishka b'meshav. You said, okay, there's going to be a tumah of mishka b'meshav, but a betum in the carbon. You said they're going to be exempt from a carbon. And why? Because there was a shimer done. And moreover, although generally that's a problem, take it off, but here it's not a problem because it can't combine. You're ready and you may need already. So say b'shal to b'shamay, afatim hishvim d'sechem. You should also equate your conduct. Im shibaloi l'tumah, if you're equating day 12 to during the thing, meaning day 11 to the next day for the laws of tumah, so yishvim l'kamin should be the same thing for carbon. That they should be liable for carbon if she subsequently had a discharge in day 12. Vim loy shibaloi l'kamin, if you're not equating for carbon because no, of course no carbon because they did a shimer and they can't combine. So yishvim l'tumah shouldn't be the same for tumah. Why are you saying that the tumah mishka b'mayishvim if she subsequently has the next day? Ella rather say beisel to beishamai lahach merbloy lokal. Obviously, because you're being stringent, and you say, "Yeah, you're right. There really is no law of tumah." But rabbinically, you're stringent because if this happened toichid aleph, and the next day she immersed and they had relations, and subsequently she had a discharge, it would undo the tefillah, and therefore there would be a law of tumah. So you're being stringent, but v'loy lahach, you're not being as a leniency to make them bring a carbon, which is really chul nazara. So say beisel hachanam here also in the case that we're talking about in the reisha of the reisha when they had relations at the nighttime without a discharge lahach v'loy lahach. You're right. We could be stringent to say that there's a law of mishkan reisha, but not to be a lenient and say that to bring when because beisel holds there's no law of shimer to bring a carbon. Now relating back to this halach of the Mishnah, Amar Rav Huna says mishkava u'mayshava shebesheni. The bedding and the chair of the woman in the second day of her discharge, which is, let's say, within the 11 days of Ziva. She saw one day, and now she's on day two. And she saw 2 days in a row this discharge, which is still a Zava Katana. Unlike a male, which has different regarding his two and three times, the woman, she sees two times, she still has a halacha of Shemer Siyam, that only the next day she has to make sure she's clean. She doesn't have Shem Nekim unless she sees three times. So the following day, she immerses herself in the mikvah, which is the Shemer Siyam. So, says Rav Huna, Beishamai, who, as we find in the Mishnah, are stringent, and say that the woman's going to contaminate her mishka b'mayisha, rabbinically, even after she immerses herself in the mikvah, on the day 12. If she subsequently sees on day 12, Beishamai says, okay, it's going to have a tumas mishka b'mayisha. So, says Rav Huna, here also, in the case we're describing, mitamin. Here, there's also going to be a tumah. Afa pisha tavla, although she immersed herself in the mikvah, which is day two. We're talking about that you're on a state of shemeris yoim, even though she immersed herself. Afa pisha loyrasa, and even if she didn't have a discharge, which essentially, that's the classic shemeris yoim, which as long as you had mikzas yom kekuloi, and you immersed yourself in the mikvah, if you didn't have a subsequent discharge, then this tahara, says Rav Huna b'shama would hold, that rabbinically, there is going to be a tum over here, whatever she touched. My time, what's the reason? So he says, Kivin de iluchazia, since if she would see, whether it be day two or day three, meaning to say if she had so 1 day or 2 days, the next day she's still a shemeris yayim, if she would have a discharge, Allah would be that metama, then retroactively she would make a tumma biblically, because then we said it could combine with the previous day to make her into a zava. So, as we said, then according to him, they would undo. So Hashanami, even now also, even if she doesn't have a discharge, Beishami would say, rabbinically, we're going to treat her as a Tameya, Aturasa, because if she would see, she would be. So Matamiya, say here also, she's going to be Tame, because of something of a concern, which technically would be a problem, if she would have a discharge on this day of Shemeresia. Now, on this halacha, Rav Huna Amar B'Yisav, he asked, Maikam Ashram Lon, actually, what has Rav Huna been teaching us? Well, Tanina, this is the halacha of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Tav lo yem shel achra. If she saw a discharge on day 11, the last day of Aziva, and the next day, day 12, she went and immersed herself in the mikvah, which, like we said, cannot combine with the previous day, because already in the days of Nida, and Bishimsha's Besa, she had relations, V'achach Ras, and then later on day 12, she had a discharge. So Bishami said, Mitama Mishkabis Umeshabis, she is going to have a tuma of Mishkab and Meshav, will be turmin that carbon, and they're going to be exempt from a carbon. Now, the assumption right now, and this is Rav Yis's question, is that this, that she has a discharge on day 12, it's as if she didn't, it's just like the case of the next day, which is, let's say, what we're calling day 2, within the 11 days, as if she didn't see. It's the same thing. Seeing on day 12 is like the next day, in the middle of the 11 days, not seeing. Why? Because her seeing now on day 12 is not a part of the days of Ziva. It's only been Mitamahar as the beginning of her Nida cycle. So it's not invalidating the immersion she had in the morning. Rather, what is it? It's a rabbinic tumah, because we make a decree, day 12, ought to, in case if it would happen within the 11 days. Sirosa, we're going to make a decree of even when she doesn't see, maybe that when she would see. Because that's essentially the same thing over here also. The day 12 seeing is like you didn't see, and still we're saying, rabbinic tumah, according to Bishamai, that's the same thing as Rav Yosef on Rav Huna. What are you saying? This is really what our Mishnah is saying. Now, in actuality, Rav Kahana, he actually asks a question of Rav Huna the opposite way. He finds a difficulty in his teaching that, to the contrary, actually not true. Because Rosh Hashani, what are you comparing a learning off Nalach of the Mishnah? Bishamai was talking about that at least she had a discharge on day 12. So that could be confused with when you have a discharge within the 11 days and then you see the next day. Well, that's really a problem. But how could that can be compared to a case when she, day 2, when she's a Shemir Hashem, she didn't see anything. Bishamai's going to say when she didn't see anything, then she's going to have a rabbinic tumah? Now, so therefore he actually holds that the halacha wouldn't be correct, that actually she would not have a rabbinic tumah. Now, on that, Rav Yosef, he says back to Rav Kahana's question, says, what's your problem? What are you saying the Mishnah is, oh, Rav Bishamai is being stringent on day 12 because you have a discharge? Says Rav Yosef, but that's not relevant. Re'ia denidahi. It's a discharge of a nida, which is different than a ziva, and therefore it doesn't combine with ziva. It's contaminating from here on. Now, although there is a tumma retroactively, may ace lace the previous 24 hours, but that previous retroactive tumma of 24 hours does not contaminate the man who is having relations with her. Rather, why are we saying here that there's a tumma? Is because we're saying even the one who had relations has a tumma's mishka b'mishka, is only because we make a decree of the day after the 11 days, or to that it might be during the 11 days, which are biblical. So then it says it is here also in regards to Rav Huna's halacha, for sure, and therefore his question was, what's Rav Huna been teaching us? That within the 11 days, when she doesn't see on day 2 after her immersion, we are going to say it's tamei ati, that she might, when she would see, because day 12 essentially is like not seeing, because it doesn't combine. Which is the same thing as not seeing, which is not combining, but still we're saying a rabbinic tumah. Atu teich yodav, atu when she sees. Now, on that I'm Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi said back to Rabbi Yisrael. He said no. Rav Kahana, who his question was saying that Rosh Hashani, actually you can't even learn it out and say that this is what Bisham would hold, because Bisham is talking about a case when she actually did have a discharge. Hachikukashli. This is what was bothering him. He says, yes, although obviously that this halacha Bisham in the Mishnah is a rabbinic tumah. Now, you can't say, however, that just like Bishami made a decree regarding her second discharge after the 11 days, because of if you had a second discharge within the 11 days, so like you're saying, so and Rav Huna's halacha is, so too we should make a decree when she doesn't see on day 2, because of when she would see day 2, because that's not comparable. Because Bishlam Hechadaras, we understand Bishami in the Mishnah, when she actually has a discharge on day 2, albeit after the 11 days on day 12, Kazrinan Ria Denida Atari De Zava. Although that's needed, this is love, but we would make such a decree that when she's having her second discharge, albeit on the days of Nida, in the case when she might have her second discharge in the days of Ziva, which that is a real problem. So to avoid that confusion, we said that Hiros is going to have halacha of Tumas Mishka V'Meisha. But Alehecha Dolei Rasa, but the case that you're defending in the case of Rav Huna, that when it's within the 11 days, that on day 2 she doesn't see anything, my Nixerpa, what type of decree are we going to make over there? When she doesn't see, and when she does see, don't get confused. It's like two different things. One is seeing something, so you can confuse Nida with Ziva. But not seeing anything, why would that make sense? And that was his question he was asking. Why would you even say that Rabbi Shimon would hold this halacha, that there would be a tumah d'rabbanan on day 2, when she didn't even see anything in that whole day? But moreover, continues the Gemara, it's not. Another question, not like Rav Huna, from Mishnah Masechet Zavim. Mishnah says, which this is talking about regarding a man. If a male has one discharge of ziva, which is a gonorrheal type of like discharge from the male member, which is different than keri, a seminal emission, although in halacha there is some comparison. But if there's one discharge of ziva, they say, on his second day, he has a similar halacha, like a woman that's safeguarding the day or two before that, which essentially means to say that, as we said in the halacha, the Mishnah, the last halacha, that whatever he touches is suspended after he immersed himself on that day too. Because here also, if he immersed himself after he had a discharge, and he and then he touches Meiser, so whatever he touches is going to be suspended. Because maybe he's going to say, and this is even on day one, because the man works differently than the woman. By him, it's not days as a Zava, it's even on that same day. If he goes now and he has a second discharge, that's going to combine with the first one, because by a man, another difference is that two discharges already make him into a Zava, meaning into a Zav, to have to wait 7 clean days. A woman, it's only 3. Man is 2, but the carbon is only after 3. So on that says Beis Shammai, right away after the man immerses himself in the mikvah. So there's a problem over here. Although when you immerse yourself in the mikvah, you're tfulyim, you're allowed to go ahead and partake of meiser. Here, when he's touching things, essentially it's suspended. Because if he subsequently sees a second time, so then that's going to combine with the first time, making him into a zav, and therefore it's the same halachic status like we had with a shemer siyam, that it's in the case of suspense, even though the immersion is valid on day 2, which here is the same thing day 1, but if you end up seeing a discharge, it's going to undo it. Here also, it's going to undo it. B'Salem, they disagree. They say, no, kibal keri. No, we treat this man after his first ziba discharge like a person who had a seminal emission, which he's tar from meiser immediately after he immerses himself in the mikvah. And we don't treat him like a shemer siyam. But one thing we see from this Mishnah, which is going to be important for the Gemara's proof, that according to Bishami, a Shemeres Yoyim and a Zav with its first discharge are the same thing. So that the Gemara contains them in Beis, and this is all going to culminate in the question on Rav Huna, but Tanya, you learn the Braisa, also in this Halacha of a Zav, the male on his first discharge, that says, HaMesit Esereiya. If someone moves the discharge, in other words, a tar person does Hesed, which causes it to move that first droplet of Ziva, so Bishami Armim Taylor. So Bishami say that it's suspended, meaning to say, if the Zav subsequently has a second discharge that day, so it comes out that retroactively that it was a bona fide Zav, and the Ziva contaminates if it's carried. So whoever moved it is in the case of suspense. If he doesn't end up seeing, then there is no tum of Hesed. But if he ends up seeing a second one, that means to say that he was a Zav because it combined, and the one who moved it is going to be Tame. But the Bissel Mitarim Bissel say, no, the person is going to be Tahar, similar to the first machlek is regarding someone who causes seminal emission to be moved, which does not contaminate b'masa in carrying. That's one. Similar case is mishkavish u'mishabes, the bedding and the chairs that they sit on, shebein ri'i rishayin l'ri'i shnia, between the first time he has a ziva discharge and the second time, is the same idea. B'shami tell him, B'shami say, well, it's going to be suspended. If he ends up having a second discharge, it comes out retroactively that it was tamei, and therefore they're going to be mishkav u'mishab as a zav. B'shami tell him, says, no, up until the second one, he has a halacha of a balkari, which does not contaminate mishka b'maisha. But one thing says, the Gemara of Rektani Reisha, we learned previously in the Mishnah we first quoted, that says, Harayi ri'i achas shal zayiv, if a man has the first discharge of ziva, b'shami ayim k'shemeristim k'negedim, as we quoted before, b'shami say, that that's the same halacha like a woman who's safeguarding day 2 for the discharge she had on day 1 of the 11 days of ziva. So obviously you see, from the fact that b'shami equates the first discharge of ziva to shemeris yayim, and he says that a mishka b'moshav, as we just quoted, the bedding of the man between the first discharge and the second discharge are going to be tailed and are suspended. So obviously you see that the mishka b'moshav of the equivalent of shemeres yom keneged yom on her second day, lebeshamay tailed, and her besham would be the same thing, they would be suspended. And that what that means to say suspended is that she doesn't have a subsequent discharge, that's going to be tar. Not like Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, no, rabbinically it's going to be tummy, even if she doesn't have a discharge. Now, specifically, we're talking about the second day, obviously, Shemer Siyam, because on day 1, then the immersion doesn't help to have even a partial Shemer, as long as she didn't immerse herself the second day, she's going to be a Zava. But one thing we see is that according to Shemer Siyam, going to be on the second day, which is not like Rav Huna. Says Gemara, Loi Tema, don't say the comparison we were making from the Zava on his first discharge was similar to Shemer Siyam Kinegijen. You're right, that's not what it was saying. Because actually there, it's going to be like Rav Huna, that even if she doesn't see anything, we're going to be that it's tamei. It's not going to be toilet. Ela ima, rather say we're comparing the zav, which we do say toilet, between his first and the second discharge, is keboil shemeres yom keneged yom. He's like the man who had relations with the woman who was a shemeres yom. Oh, we're there. Everyone agrees regarding the relationships on with the woman on her second day after she immersed, that there he would agree that Bisham would hold that we're going to say toila. As long as she didn't have a second discharge, then there's not going to be tummy on the man, even rabbinically. That's what we're saying, that the man between his first and second discharge is like the man who had relations with the woman on the second day. Which that leads the Gemara to ask, well, maishna ihu, well, why is Vani different? The boil, doloimatam bishkeva maisha, were you saying that his bedding and his and what he sits on is not going to be because he's saying he's not becoming tummy with the woman on her second day? But then why is it different that we're saying that her, we are saying, which was the halacha of Rav Huna, that she is going to contaminate if she didn't yet see, even if she didn't see the second day? So it's like, come on, yeah. Ihu dolei shchichi beidamim, because we're talking about a gzeir d'rabban over here. That was the most Rav Huna was doing with this. Similar to Bishama in the Mishnah. So the rabbinic decree many times differs if something is common or not. Ihu dolei shchichi beidamim, the man who doesn't have blood coming out of his member, like Gazabir Rabban. So Rabban did not make the decree that he should be Mitam Mishkev Meshav as long as she didn't see a second time after that relations. If they did, then it would undo, and of course it would be. But har, where it's a common thing for her to have blood, Gazabir Rabban, and the other Rabban made a decree. But the Gemara continues to ask. But once you said that, yet she who has a lot of blood, the Rabban made a decree, so then the Maishna Mishkev Meshav, then why is it different, which was this is Halacha Rav Huna. Regarding her bedding and what she lays on, the Mitam you lay, but there you're saying it's going to be Tommy, even if she didn't have a second discharge, Umaishna boil, then why is it different than the man who has relations with her? Deloy that there the Rabbanah did not make a decree, the Matamile that she should make him tummy. Why not? What's the difference between being Matami her bedding, which is let's say the halacha of Azava, and Matami the boil, who's also halacha of Azava? So the Gemara, Mishkav Meshav de Shchich, there's still difference because what she lays on, what she sits on, that's common. People are always laying and sitting. Mitamile, Milsa de Shchich is what goes to Rabbanan. Therefore, that's where they made this tama, which is Rav Huna's halacha in Bishamay. But Boyd Lashchich, having relations with not as a common theme, Loi Matami there, the Rabbanan did not make a tumma, and therefore it's not difficult where, yeah, this halacha was not said regarding a Boyl Shemir Sim Keneged Yom, which, because there we're going to say Toilin, just like we said regarding the Ziva between his first and second discharge. In contrast, by the woman herself, yes, on day two, Rav Huna still stands corrected in his opinion Bishamay, that there is going to be tumma, even if she doesn't have a discharge in this halacha of tumma. But the Gemara continues asking Rav Huna, this time from the halacha of our Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in the end of the Mishnah, which was talking about the halachas of Teichir Alfiyam, when it's during the 11 days, which is very different, of the Shemeres Yayim. So he said that if she has a discharge one day during the 11 days, and Tavlo Yayim Shalachar, and the following day she has an immersion, the Shimsha, and she has relations that day, which technically is halachically permitted, but said the Mishnah, Rezu Tar Bisra, this is bad conduct. Why? Because Magoyin, whatever she's going to touch for the rest of the day, will be lost, and whatever relation she's going to have, Atluina suspended. Because if she ends up having a discharge, it ends undoing the Tvila, and therefore the Chayv Karben and the towers are going to be Tummy. But one thing says the Gemara, my lab de Vihakolhi, this doesn't say Beisil, Beishamai. Isn't this going according to everyone, even according to Beishamai? Now, Rav Huna's whole halacha was in Beishamai. And what are we learning? Essentially, the case of Rav Huna is being said here in the Mishnah. If one of the days during the 11 days she has a discharge, so on the second day during those 11 days, which is the day when she's a Shemeres Yoyim, Beis Shammai is saying that whatever she touches is Toloi suspended. Mean to say, if she ends up having a discharge, it's going to be Tummy retroactively. But if she doesn't, it's going to be Tar. That's difficult. And Rav Huna said that Beis Shammai says this interesting Zer Drabanan, that it's going to be Tummy even if she doesn't have a discharge. You see, not like Rav Huna. So the Gemara, no, Beisil, the end of the Mishnah, although it doesn't say, is actually going like Beisil, but Beishamah would hold, it's not Toila, actually it would be Tameh, this rabbinic Tameh that Rav Huna had explained. Tanya, like, learn a Braisa. That Amalem Rabbi Huda le Beisil, as we're going to see that this is the discussion of this case of the Mishnah, that Rabbi Huda says to Beisil, because it's only Beisil who says this. Rabbi Huda says to Beisil, this woman that we're describing in the Mishnah, you're calling it only bad conduct? How could you call just bad conduct? Yeah, this man is intending to have relations with a nida. This is a real problem, not just bad conduct. But Shigmar jumps in and asks on this price, a nida sakadaitach? What does that have to do with nida? So the Gemara says, you're right, it's not during the days of nida. He's not having relations with a nida. Rather, he's intending to have relations with a zava. That's a real problem. So the Gemara still, what zava so gedaita, how do we understand even the emendation? It's not a zava. It's at the most a doubtful situation of a zava. Say Elaim, rather say what Rabbi was saying to Basil was, level shemer siyum keneged yom. His intention was to have relations with a woman who's safeguarding the second day for the first day. And therefore, this is not just bad conduct. This could really be a big problem, because if she ends up having a discharge, it comes retroactively that she was really a zava, and therefore then he was boil a zava, but right now it's not a zava. But that was his problem. But one thing we see is that he was saying this to Beis Hillel, that it's not just bad conduct, this is a situation of toilin, and therefore it could be a real problem. But Beis Shammai, Rav Huna would hold, actually holds, it's even more than that. It wasn't just Tarbis Ro, according to Beis Shammai, it's actually a tummy straight up because of this rabbinic tummy, and therefore it's not difficult in Rav Huna. Now, the Gemara continues, it might be a related discussion to the halacha of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah was discussing specifically the last day, the 11th day, which significant to that halacha was, do you say that it needs a Shemiras Yom? Because every day, if you see in the 11th days, the next day has to be safeguarded. Or do you say, no, you're already done with the days of Ziva, therefore it does not require Shemiras Yom. Now, related to that, the Gemara brings Asiri. Let's say she has a discharge on day 10, not day 11, day 10. But here also, there's no combination to make it into a Zava Gedayla, which is the whole purpose of combination, of undoing, because you can only combine with day 10, day 11, which is only going to be two. As we said, for the female version, you need three to become a Zava. So what's Allah if she sees a discharge on day 10? So you have Machlekes. He says, Asiri Kedashi, day 10 is like day 9. Which it was obvious to us that day 9 requires a shemir if a woman has a discharge, and then because that's fit to become a zava gedayla by saying day 9, day 10, and 11. So says Rabbi Yechon, day 10 is the same thing, because it's not the last day. You could safeguard the next day during the days of ziva. So therefore it says matashi by shema, just like day 9 requires safeguarding, afasir, so too day 10. If that's the first day she has a discharge, by shema, you're going to have to safeguard correlating on day 11, even though it's not really fit to become a zava gemura of a zava gedayla, because then it's already going to be day 12, which is already into the days of need. But still you have to safeguard. Shlokar Shama, he says, no, asiri ka achadasar. Day 10 is like day 11. Which according to Basil holds, you don't have to do a Shemira. So Ma Achadasa Loi Bayashima, just like a day 11, you don't have to, because it's not going to combine, it's going to already be past the days of Ziva. Afasir Loi Bayashima, so to day 10 doesn't require, because again, there also cannot become a Zava Gedayla. That's one version of the Machlaik is going on the halacha of our Mishnah. But Igidim Asni Laha, now those who say that their Machlaik is was on the following Braisa. Omalai Rabbi Lazar ben Azar Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Lazar ben Azar said to Rabbi Kiva, Afila atamar b'bashem and b'bashem, and even if you're going to keep on saying and counting all the times it says in the oil, kalayim kulay, the entire day, which is in the context regarding the lachme toida, which is when a person brings a Thanksgiving offering for different things, for surviving dangerous situations, the halacha is that he has to bring four types of breads. Three of them are matzah types, and one of them is bread types, is chametz. From the three types of matzah, one of them is what's called revucha, which the dough is scalded. Now the Gemara Menaches brings in the Pesach Aleph. The pasuk says behikar val zevach ha-toida, that they bring the breads with the carbon toida. Now it says three times the word bashemen. So Braisa teaches, had it said only one time that you have to bring it with oil, so I would have said like all other flour offerings, you bring it with a lug of oil. Therefore it says bashemen, and it says again bashemen, not just here by revucha, but by the chalas, the matzahs that are chalas, and the rekikin, which are the wafers that are matzahs, the other two types of the matzah version ones. So that's what's called a riba acharibui. You already said shemen, why sing again? So actually the halach is a riba acharibui is actually not including, but actually excluding. It's actually diminishing, which is saying instead of a lug, you bring actually a half of a lug. That's what Rabbi Kiva says, that's how you know that for the matzahs, you're going to bring a half a lug of oil. Says Rabbi Lezer to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lezer ben Azar to Rabbi Kiva, you could count as many bashemins as you want to. I'm not going to listen to you to say that the way we know that you bring a half a lug of oil for the lachmei toida from the psukim because it says bashemin, bashemin, ein ribe achribe el lamayit. No, because as he explains, it's halacha mashmei Sinai. It's an oral tradition that we have, not because we know it from a pasuk. Ella rather says Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, this halach of chatzi lug shemen l'toida, that you only bring a half a lug of oil for the breads of the toida, and Ravis in the gear says shemen l'nazir, that a nazir in his purification process brings a quarter of a lug of oil, and a third halacha, va'achad asr yem shebein nida l'nida, the 11 days between the cycles of nida, which is when one ends one 7-day cycle of nida until the beginning of the next one, that's not going to resume the days of nida. Which is, Nida has unique halachas, when you see one day, you already have to count that day and another 6 days, that's not going to start until you went through a period of 11 days, which we call the 11 days of Ziva. These three halachas, halacha meshmesinai, is halacha meshmesinai. So, he was disagreeing with him regarding the first thing, but one of the three things he mentioned, the last one, was regarding the context of our Masechta, regarding the 11 days of Ziva, which is the context of our previous Mishnah. So the question on the last thing that he says, ask the Gemara, my halacha. Now, the Mefarshim point that the Rashi would seem obvious he had a different girsa, but the way he explains the Gemara's question is obvious that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, when he was saying these 11 days of Ziva, halacha Meshav Sinai, was told by the 11th day. And that's what the Gemara is asking, what exactly was the halacha Meshav Sinai that makes the 11th day different than all the other days of the May of Ziva? So Rabbi Yechonam, he says, halacha Yod Aleph. And he says it in the singular, to say that there's one halacha, that the 11th day of Ziva is different than the other days before it. Rish Lakish, he says, halachas achadas. He says in the plural. And two things, the 11th day is different than the other days. What is it? So the Gemara explains the machlekes. Rabbi Yechonam, he says, halacha achadas. There's one thing, that the 11th day is different than the other days of Ziva. Achadasar hu deloy ba yeshimer. The 11th day, when the woman has a discharge, that does not require, like we said for Basil, a shimer of the next day. That Bishami says, yeah, Basil said, no, you're already past the days of Ziva, it does not require shemira. Now, but halachrini, but this is what he says is not different, but for the other days, let's say day 10, which was the same achlegis we mentioned before, just in a different context, Rabbi Yechon holds, but for the 10th day of a shimer, the 11th could be safeguarding for day 10. So in that way, it's the same as the other days, because like we said, Rabbi Yechon holds, if a woman sees first on day 10, you do have to do a shemira on day 11. For Shlakasham, he says, in halachas achadasa, in two ways, the 11th day is different than the other days. First of all, loy achadasa by yeshimer, which that's the halacha of our Mishnah Besil, the 11th day itself, biblically, does not need to be a shmira to have safeguard that she's not going to have any emission on the next day, which is the 12th day correlating. And v'lay shimer las, and neither is the 11th day going to be, as every day of the 11 days is a shmir for the day before it, the 11th day is not going to be a shmir for the day before it of the 10th day. Because this was Rish Lakish's opinion that we just explained before, that he holds that biblically the 10th day does not require a shmir on the 11th day because it cannot come to culminate in 3 days in a row of making her into Zavah Gedailah, because that's already going to be day 12, which is already after 11 days of Ziva. But as Rashi points out, rabbinically, however, Rish Lakish would agree that even if a woman has a discharge on day 11, it is forbidden for them to have relations on the following day, as we learned in the Mishnah, that even Basil agrees over their Hariza Gargarin, that means they're guzzler, they're impatient, which could cause to sin, as the Gemara said on Daf Nadal and Manalev, that Gargarin Ditnan, this is we learned in the Mishnah, that they're guzzler, it's not just saying that it's not proper conduct, it's saying more than that, that it's actually, because of that, it's actually prohibited to go ahead, but again, that's only rabbinically, but that's where Shlakish disagrees, and says biblically, the 11th day is different in two ways. One is his machlekes with Rabbi Yochanan, which was regarding the previous day, that it doesn't safeguard day 10 because you don't have to have, and also regarding the next day, that it doesn't require its own shmirah, which was like Basil, like we had in the Mishnah.